Nangako ang pampederal na pamahalaan na magsasagawa ng plebisito sa same-sex marriage bago matapos ang taon kung ito ay mahalal muli. Sinabi ng Abogado General George Brandis, kung aaprubahan ng publiko ang pagbabago, magsusumiti ng panukala ang pamahalaan na tutuparin ang kahilingan ng mga tao. Subalit si punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ay hindi nagtatalaga sa takdang panahon. Sa halip, sinabi niya ito ay mayroong gaganaping plebisito kaagad-agad pagkatapos ng halalan. Nananawagan ng mga taga-kampanya na kaagad-agad gawin ang plebisito. Narito ang ulat. Sinabi sa Sky News ng Pampederal na Abogado General George Brandis, walang kaduda-duda kung nais ng publiko, kaagad-agad susunod ang parlamento sa kahilingan na magkaroon ng plebisito sa same-sex marriage.
The plebiscite will occur before the end of this year, and in the event that there were to be a yes vote, the government would legislate to give effect to the wishes of the people.
Si Brandis ang pinakahuling politiko na personal na suportahan ang pagbabago.
Like a lot of people, this is a position I have come to over the years and after a lot of reflection.
Noong nakaraang Sabado, si Malcolm Turnbull ang kauna-unahang nakaupong punong ministro na dumalo sa Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras sa Sydney.
But this is an event that Lucy and I have attended for many, many years. And I think it's a wonderful event in the life of Sydney, and you know, delighted to be here.
Ang leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, ang isa na naroon sa float ng Labor, ang kauna-unahang leader mula sa isa sa dalawang malaking partido na makibahagi sa kaganapan.
So I march because I believe that we should make marriage equality a reality next week in Parliament. Certainly if Labor gets elected at the next election, I've promised to introduce legislation to make marriage equality a reality in Australia within the first 100 days.
Si Sherlyn Robinson ay ang convener ng organisasyong Australian Marriage Equality sa sangay ng New South Wales. Sinabi niya, ito ay isang issue na hindi madaling mawala.
We would like to see Australian Parliament do the most simple and straightforward thing, which would be to have a free vote and to see marriage equality happen in Australia as soon as next week. So we don't really believe that there's any need for a costly or divisive plebiscite that will probably end up exceeding $160 million to hold. Earlier this year, in January, we actually found out that we do in fact have the numbers in Parliament, so if there was a free vote, we could get this done very, very simply and very easily.
Sinabi ng Australian Electoral Commission sa isang pagsisiyasat sa parlamento, kakailanganin ng 29 na linggo para magplano ng plebisito na nangangahulugan para magkaroon ng plebisito ngayong taon, kakailanganin ng maagang halalan. Sa ngayon, sa batas ng Australia, ang kasal ay pagsasama lamang ng isang lalaki at babae. Hinihikayat ng Australian Christian Lobby ang mga Australiano na imulat ang kanilang sarili sa malawak na epekto ng pagbabago ng definisyon ng kasal sa batas. Sinabi sa 7 Network ni Mamabatas Dennis Johnson ng Partido Liberal ng Western Australia, kini-question niya ang tiempo ng issue.
To me, there is an element of rushing there. I don't think that too many people in the party room would have been expecting that we would have been looking at an end-of-the-year deadline.
Subalit sinabi ni Sherlyn Robinson, napakalayo ng Australia kung ikukumpira sa ibang mga mayayamang bansang Ingles ang pangunahing wika.
All culturally comparable nations, places like America and the United Kingdom and New Zealand and Canada and South Africa, I mean I could just reel off a whole list of places, you know, have introduced this reform, and even Ireland, which a lot of people sort of have this idea that Ireland is perhaps less progressive than Australia, yet they've also done it through a referendum which they were of course forced to have.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.